show wine. In the daily sacrifice, where all need supply, and they felt his glory and healing too, and the glory of heaven met all need. Hanging before you, before your very eyes, is your daily sacrifice, all you need supply, the fire of his flesh, and the fire of his blood. In which every living thing hath thine. Sacrifice hanging before you, all needs of healing has been supplied. As you look in faith, confess hath been. Sacrifice hanged, riding on the wind, all their needs are supplied. So be an eagle, rising simple faith, reach out and touch him. All you need supply. Oh, ah, oh, oh. He's the showbread. The show wine. As you look upon him, all need supply, all need for money, all need for food, all your spiritual need met through the blood. if you have a disease,
if you have a disease
in your bloodstream, or a weakness,
or
lack of health,
come in faith.
Confess has been
he closed upon you,
makes you healthy again. Do that.
Wonderful.
They're in God's plan.
But the greatest of all
is the man
that leads the people
to his sacrifice of love
and teach them to live
with all their needs
met.
Hanging before you,
before your very eyes,
is a sacrifice of love,
where all your needs are
supplied, all need for healing,
all need for
this life,
met on his flesh and blood.
Heavenly sacrifice.
You can turn to the east,
you can turn to the west.
You can look to the south,
or look to the north,
but he's hanging before you.
Whichever way you look,
and all your need
on his body he
took.
Sacrifice of love,
and confess hath been,
made whole.
Ah.
hath been made whole. Destroyed him. So come to him in simple faith. Confess hath been healed.
Did I not say,
my burden was light, and
did I not say,
cast your cares upon me, and
did I not say,
I am the light. Secrets, the greatest secret of the Christian life found in the ministry of the Apostle Paul, said before your very eyes, Christ is portrayed crucified. Oh, Christ speaking through the Apostle Paul said before your very eyes, you that walk in obedience and simple faith, there he is hanging with all your needs met. Before your very eyes, whichever way you look, oh, there he is. He said his body is the showbread. The showbread in the temple was kept hot every day to show the people of God that all their natural needs were supplied. All they had to do was believe and confess hath been. And said, there is before your very eyes a show wine, showing that all the spiritual needs have been supplied. Hanging before your very eyes, so simple and so easy, he said that though man be a fool, he'll not err therein. Oh. Peter said it a little bit harder, maybe. But Peter said, according as his divine nature hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. The calling of God upon his people's life becomes very simple. He calls you to two things. That is to feel virtue. That same healing virtue that Jesus stood in the midst of the plain in Luke the 6th chapter and spread out over the people, that's the life he's called you to. The way you can be able to let that virtue just flow through you at any time. And the glory, that same glory, that he revealed in his resurrection. To cover you at all times, the glory of his grace. That's what he's called you for. He has not called you for a dead life to run around with needs in your life, needs of healing, financial needs and all that. He's called you to a life of glory and virtue. And if you do not accept it this way, you make his suffering of no effect. Because he did this in love, because he saw you and all of his people down through the age that will have a real desire in their heart to serve him and to go out and just give themselves to him. And he saw the devil defeating them in financial need, in disease, and in sickness, and all this. So he said, Father, here in my body, said, make all their needs supplied upon it where they can be released to build your kingdom in earth.
Confess hath been to him all the force of ever meet your need.
If you have a need of food or money, there on his body, all been supplied in simple faith. Look there upon him and confess, Lord Jesus. have been sublime.
Sublime,
you slave to Satan,
I can
be made free. Just choose the way he's shown to thee. Sacrifice of love has supplied all of your needs.
Sacrifice,
he'll raise you up.
Do not strive
or struggle before him.
In faith, confess,
hath been supplied.
Softly, I want to show you something. As you look by faith there upon the sacrifice of Jesus, you come to him with a need, and you make your confession at rest, then the Spirit of life, the Holy Ghost, just pulled that sacrifice right down on you from the top of your head all the way to the bottom of your feet, just saturates you and meets whatever need you have. You're part of that confession of faith. And Paul said, I'm only helpers of your faith. I'm going to pull by an act of my faith. I'm going to help you pull that sacrifice down on you. Because many people never receive their needs met because they struggle and try to make it met. Right? You struggle with faith and try to make it. But the more you rest, the better shape you're in. So just look at him and say, Lord Jesus, hanging right there before me.
Hanging right there before me.
sacrifice of love.
Sacrifice of love.
In which all my needs.
Which all my needs.
Hath been met.
Hath been met.
And I make a confession. My need of so and so. Hath been met. All right, now just watch it. Just pull down on it. Oh. The spirit of life. The blood of heaven,
the blood of heaven,
pulled a sacrifice
down upon you,
and close upon you,
and saturate you,
as you confess, all needs hath been supplied. Lord Jesus, see you hanging right there before me. Heavenly sacrifice, fire in your blood, fire in your flesh, in which all my needs
hath been met.
I confess by faith.
I confess by faith.
That my need.
That my need.
Of them.
Of.
Name your need.
Finance need.
Hath been met.
Hath been met.
Feel the spirit of life. Just pull it down on you. Oh. Oh. So learn a secret. Of the manna from heaven. Moses, by an act of faith, pulled the manna down, and the spirit of life, which answers to your faith, shall the manna all around. Body in heavens, my daily sacrifice, in which all my needs hath been supplied. I confess, Lord, that my need, just name your need, hath been met on your body. Watch the spirit of life, just pull it right out. You can be an unbeliever and live with your need and set your jaw against God and see what you get. But if submit to Him, simple sacrifice of love, He'll pull it down on you. All needs supplied. Flesh of fire, blood of fire, in which all my needs hath been supplied. And I confess in simple faith that my need and all of them naming hath been met.
Hath been met.
Just pull down.
His plan so perfect.
He wants you to come.
For each need to his body of love. Until you rest in faith in him. Looking daily for all of your needs. In your heart, I must try to believe in that's the voice of Satan trying to rob you, but say in your heart by the voice of grace, all my need hath been supplied. I'll give you a secret if you'll listen to me. The first need you need is destroy unbelief. So look upon him. Say unbelief destroyed. Feel him pull down upon you. And your faith come alive. Right there before me. Blood and flesh of your heavenly sacrifice of fire. And on that body of fire and blood hath been destroyed all my unbelief. I just feel him pull that sacrifice right down on you. Feel that faith come alive. Hold him up. Don't let him go out. Now look back on him and say, Lord Jesus, in faith, I confess my need for hath been supplied. Now just feel him heal you. Oh, so now we'll follow the pattern in developing this. In developing this daily sacrifice, we'll first come to him. After we went through this demonstration,
to show you the work, then you'll start coming to him, and you'll begin to confess, first of all, that your unbelief hath been destroyed. Let him do a work, pull it down on you. Oh, and let you come at rest. If you don't feel yourself exactly at rest in faith, let him my striving hath been destroyed. Just let him pull down on you again until you come at rest. Now, everyone listen to this. Don't mess this thing up. Don't defile this with your struggling striving. You'll have your take. Deal with that unbelief. Let him come now. You've no way you can get rid of unbelief. But that sacrifice is already destroyed. Striving, you can't get rid of it. You catch yourself trying to strive. Just make that confession until you get at rest. And then confess whatever needs you have, whether it's spiritual, physical, financial, or whatnot, okay? Now, most of the time, when you make that confession that my unbelief has been destroyed, he pulls down on you. He gets the unbelief and meets your need at the same time. But you don't have to bank on that. Just let him work on you. First, unbelief. Next, let him deal with any unrest in your life. Okay? Any resistance there. And then move on in to developing this life of faith with him hanging there before you, your sacrifice. And do not defile it by beginning to struggle and strive and holler at him to make your needs be met. Don't get trapped into that thing, because if you do, it'll be like some of the old way. You'll end up not getting anything, and you'll end up a bad example for everyone around you, okay? Because you won't have any needs met. They'll say, well, it won't work for them, so it won't work for me, and here we'll go. Let's all go. Until rest of faith is in your life to stay. Of unbelieving
hath been destroyed. On his body of love, so confess hath been destroyed. Destroyed. So struggle on, confess hath been destroyed. That you know not, may endear your life, your spirit of mine. So come to him, the spirit interceding for things you know not, meets all your needs. Many times the scripture tells us we know not what we need to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the mind of the Spirit, the mind of the Father, maketh intercession of him according to the will of God. Many times you don't know what you need. Many times you know there's something bugging you. You know there's something bothering you. Something hindering you, but you don't know what it is. You don't have to. You can just come to him and, then I just speaking in tongues quietly and to confess, hath been clothed upon me and this need hath been met. You know not what it is, and he just come down and he leaves your life. Come on. Now remember, in dealing with a sacrifice, the body sacrifice, let's let it clothe out upon. Let's pull it this way. By an act of faith. When you pull it that way, let it go all down through your body. Now won't you just look upon him, Lord Jesus. See you hanging right there, Lord Jesus. Your heavenly sacrifice. Body of flesh and blood of fire. Up on me. Need met that I don't know what it is. But I just speak in tongues softly. Let the Spirit intercede. Now just start speaking down. Now just feeling, just pull it right down on me. You don't have to pick out with knowledge what your need is. Many times you know you got hindrances, you got blocks in your mind, hang up, you don't know what's wrong. You don't have to wait until it's revealed. Just go to moving toward that sacrifice. Until you've got a complete rest and a complete relief, just let him pull down on you there and take you. Move right down with your scarf, with your mantle. Let him clothe right down, saturate you. Let's all go together now. You ready? Get your scarf, your mantle, everybody. Lord Jesus,
See, you're hanging right there before me, Lord Jesus. Your heavenly sacrifice. Body of flesh and blood. Oh, on which all my needs have been met. Oh. Lord Jesus, I don't know what my need is, but now I just let the Spirit intercede through me. For you know what my need is. Now just, oh, oh, now just feel it wipe right down on you. Oh, oh, wipe right on down. Oh, 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 you know not. Now, I want everyone to listen. This is especially helpful. When you try two or three times to get a particular need met, and it's not met, then there's something blocking you. And you don't have to wait to figure out what it is. Romans 8 chapter says, the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We know not what we should pray for, we had wrought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us. So after you make your confession a time, two or three, and get rest about it, and that need doesn't come, don't struggle with it, try it. Don't come back again and start fighting about it. Oh, just go to interceding in the Spirit. Come into Him interceding in the Spirit for whatever that is that's blocking you, and just let Him come, wipe Him right down on you. Let that Spirit of life pull Him right down on you and saturate you. Then He sets everything in order. Now, the reason for this is very simple. You and I, many times, we think we need something and we don't need it. If we got it, it destroys us. If He gave us everything we thought we needed, many times it would destroy us. For example, if He gave Wayne there $1 million, that would be all she wrote for Wayne. He'd bust every booze joint open and destroy it. You see what I'm talking about? So He doesn't give you your needs according. Many times your thoughts, He gives it according to your needs because He knows what's best for you. Now, many times, a lot of people say, well, I need $100. And they come to Him and they only get $25. Say, well, He lied. He didn't make it. No, He wanted you to come to Him four times, stupid. Oh. Don't be a mule. See, He wanted to give you the $100, but He wanted to give you four blessings and build your faith while He was doing it.
The wisdom of God
is something to behold. He brings forth the new by smiting the old. He smites in my soul. He smites in my mind. And He does what's been for me all the time. Now there's two ways to develop this faith in us, and we want to do this. Let's begin to develop this with all our needs supplied through the daily sacrifice. And let's come at rest in this thing where you won't be continually upset. okay? Continually upsetting and struggling and striving and just releasing about one-tenth of your ministry and all of that. And let's settle it right now, because the Lord said now was the time before we moved out to settle this thing in our life and get it to where our needs are supplied. We come at rest in Him supplying all of our needs. Quit all this wiggling and squirming around among one another. But what, you know what happens. This unbelief, belief is catching, is contagious. Faith is contagious. But so is unbelief. You get one person moving around among groups full filled with unbelief. Get one person moving around among the group filled with unbelief. First thing you know, you got to have one filled with unbelief. You get one person running around among group grumbling and growling and wanting counsel, this and that and other. First thing you know, everybody wants counsel. It's just as contagious as flu is. So let's get it settled and let's get one in faith and get everybody at rest. Where we can move in rest, all right? Ooh. Ooh. Get bread and drink 'em. And let's begin in simple faith and live in His plan. Eat a bite of bread represents a need. Each drink of drink 'em pulls it down upon you. Oh, 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 oh. Now you see what happened inside of you. You have the same blood of Jesus, don't you? Now on His body, all that need is met on the flesh of His body. You drank by faith, my need hath been supplied. You eat by faith, my need hath supplied with the bread. Then your drink hath been met, and down that blood just pulls that need right down into your flesh. See, the blood is the spirit of life. Oh, doing the same thing you do with this. Aren't you one blood with Him? Or are you? This is true. You are. Ooh. Get an understanding. Put your bite of bread in your mouth a little bit and sort of chew it real. Confess and breathe and hath been met. Let your face sort of build. And then when you drink that drink, just sort of look by faith and just feeling, just pull that sacrifice down on you. Oh, 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 faith in the Son's body, through the bread, faith in the Father's blood, through the drink, faith in the Holy Ghost, breathing has been ensured the need. Three and one. Ah, ah, ah. Listen to it now. The order of rest becomes so plain with the first bread and drink
You destroy unbelief and remove Satan's voice. Voice of doubt by confessing hath been destroyed. As you come at rest, feel the assurance of faith gently rise inside you. The voice of grace, then present your need. Eat and drink, and confess hath been met.
The third way, and we want to develop all three of these. Real simple. You always approach Father God. You always approach him through his covenant, through his agreement, what he said, I have done for you. You never approach him through your worthiness, whether what you are or what you are not. You never come to say, oh, pity, pity, or you never say, oh, biggie, biggie. You never do that. You approach him through his covenant. That's the way you establish faith. And the covenant is in his blood. So you stand before him. Come here. Yes, Lord. Leave your mantle there. Stand before him for the sacrifice. Right there. Put one hand out with the other blood in your hand. Put one hand towards the sacrifice. Hold the other and that cupped out just like that. Whoa, cupped up. Say, Lord Jesus. Blood of your blood in my hand. I accept. All my needs are met. Ooh, right there up on your body. Ooh, heavenly sacrifice. Now just take the blood. Just wipe it all the way down. Ooh. Oh. Remember this, you never, never present yourself before the Lord as what you are. Or you never present yourself there for pity. Listen to me real close. Some of you are never get needs met because you present yourself there like you used to go to Mama. Mama, I mean, I'm hurting, Mama. And you don't get needs met that way. No, sir. He meets your need because you approach him through his covenant, through his agreement, through his love. His love is revealed through his covenant. You cannot approach him through pity. Oh, real revelation, isn't it? You can't listen. Do you know what you do when you come to him and say, bro, I've got so many needs. You know what you're doing? You're calling him a lie. Because Jesus said he knows the very hairs of your head. He knows the numbers of them. And he knows even a sparrow when they fall to the ground. So what do you want to come to the Lord? You know I got this need. What do you want to call him a liar like that for? You know, if you keep on all that old self-pity stuff, you know what it gets you? You're soon communication with Satan. Oh, the way is so hard, Lord. That's calling him a liar. You notice the other night when several of you come up, I began to cast that old self-pity out of you. See, you've been taught that's God. That's not God. That's Satan. That's a demon of grief in you. And you can't come before the Lord with a demon of grief, can you? Oh. Lord, don't you feel so sorry for me? No, he doesn't feel sorry for you. You know why? Because he's already met all of your needs in love, and why should he feel sorry now for you? He has compassion for you, but he's already met all your needs in love, so why should he carry on some kind of junk with you about how pitiful you are when he's already given you everything you need? Say, where did I get that thing? You got it from religion. Satan blinding you from real faith towards God. I tried it one time. I'm not going to tell you what happened. But I hope he does. Or next time you come to him, oh, Lord, don't you feel sorry for me. I hope he speaks to you just like thunder and say, get up from there. Quit laying and wallowing in the bed with my enemy, Satan. Lord, there's nothing going right. You call him a liar. Because he said he'd made every crooked path straight. Bend over. Just see him. And he says, when you come to him with that attitude, you're actually, what you're doing, you're letting the devil accuse him through you. Somebody hit a